Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fran Mullins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schultz. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jack Howell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Pitching for the California Angels, Mike Witt. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards the mound. Witt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Joyner moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Boone reaches second base with a double. Burleson moves to third. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis strikes out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Joyner moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Wilfong moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilfong moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mullins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mullins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando strikes out. One out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pettis. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. Pettis moves to third. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pettis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. DeCinces reaches second base with a double. Jack Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Howell reaches second base with a double. DeCinces scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Brian Olker's now pitching. Bobby Grich pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's Indians, 3, Angels, 3. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Grich now playing second base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Howell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Joyner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby is called out on strikes. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. DeCinces bunts in front of the plate. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Dickie Knowles now pitching. George Hendrick pinch hits for Jack Howell. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rupert Jones now playing left field. George Hendrick now playing right field. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullins hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Franco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Burleson strikes out. 1 out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Nixon moves to third. Hall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and has Hall trapped. There's the throw to Burleson who tags Hall for the out. Nixon scores. Jacoby moves to second. 1 out. It's 4-3, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Snyder moves to second. 2 outs. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Snyder scores. Mullins moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Joyner hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Ernie Camacho now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and California Angels, 3. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.